joining us right now from the Clarion Project, the editor of the Clarion Project, Meira Sfirsky, and we're talking about creeping Sharia. Good morning, Meira. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Creeping Sharia, is this something real?
Yeah, it sounds like a piece of ivy on the wall or something like that, but it is something real. We also call it soft Islamism. Basically, the principle is that when Islamists come into the West, they enjoy a lot of freedoms in our democracy, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, that they don't enjoy in countries run by Sharia-type governments. And they use these democratic principles to push their agenda onto the society.
Okay. All right. So where is this happening?
Well, one of the ways that it's happened is that when the Islamists join with the left and that use the left to push their agenda. I'll give you an example, like we talked about last week, was with the New York Times. So whoever is the most, you know, whoever has the greatest amount of victimhood, this is kind of what the agenda looks like. So right now, the Islamists have kind of positioned themselves, even though they're the ones who are perpetrating the terrorist attacks, that the Muslims are the victims. So they make alliances with the feminists, they make alliances with gays, they make alliances with anybody who has perceived victimhood in society to push their agenda. So it's pretty amazing because in Sharia-based societies, you have terrible treatment of women, you have terrible treatment of homosexuals, and yet these are the people in the West that are making alliances with the Islamists. We saw just last week that the Jewish faction that was waving some kind of Zionist Jewish flag was kicked out of the Chicago Gay Parade.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Okay. So what is the agenda being driven? I mean, is it all about having Sharia implemented in different areas? And I'm just thinking, I'm wondering what that means for South Africa as well.
Okay, the overall agenda, even though we're not conspiracy theorists or anything, but the overall agenda is exactly what the Islamic State says, is to establish a worldwide caliphate, a global caliphate run by Sharia law. Now, there's different factions that have different ideas on how to get to that goal and how to push their agenda. You have the overt terrorists like the Islamic State that said, okay, we want the caliphate now and we're going to just establish it and we're going to force everybody by violence and terrorism to submit to our will. And then you have the groups like the Muslim Brotherhood who do it through what's called a principle called dawah. It's called outreach. It's called like a principle of gradualism, of getting into society and first claiming victimhood and then turning that victimhood around to get more and more and more special privileges till you finally start getting success with your agenda. I'll give you an example. We see this right now in Canada, where they just passed a motion in the legislature against Islamophobia. But the way the motion was written, it's almost like a blasphemy law that if you speak out against Islam, you can be prosecuted. So this is a classic example of soft Islamism, of creeping Sharia. It's used to silence people and get their agenda into the public sphere.
So interesting, because I don't think that strategy is something that's unique to Islam. I think it's being used elsewhere as well in the world for different groups.
And which groups would you think?
I would think, you know, if I'm taking a bird's eye view of different issues, and this just comes to mind because it was so recent, is, you know, with the different factions and how they're fighting over what's happening at the Western Wall.
Oh, yeah, I hear what you're saying, except for there's one big difference.
Yeah.
Is that even though we can have Jewish people fighting and we can fight very, very hard for what we believe in, the big difference is that we're not going out and killing people over it. We're not saying that the rest of the world has to submit to our will.
Yeah.
And I think it's a better example than what's happening at the Western Wall is, let's take the example of in Judaism, we have a law that married women cover their hair. Of course, not all married women cover their hair, and married women cover their hair in all different ways. And yet you don't see people killing people over it. You don't see people pushing, you know, you have to wear a wig, you have to wear a scarf. You're not allowed to cover your hair. You know, it's not like that. We're like, okay, live and let live. Everybody has their opinion what it's going to be. We do see a little more, you know, harsh fighting amongst us with the Western Wall,
sure,
because I think that's the heart of Judaism. So everybody's, you know, really fighting for what they believe in.
Yeah. Meira, it's always so interesting to speak to you, but we've got to leave it there. Thank you very, very much. You wrote an article also about the burkini.
Yes.
Okay.
So should we talk about burkinis?
We can do that very, very quickly if we can.
Okay. So first, if your readers know what a burkini is kind of the opposite of a bikini in that it covers the whole body with a special hijab, a special, you know, Islamic head covering. And it's all made for swimming. So the article that I was writing about is last year in France, and now it's starting again. They've tried to outlaw burkinis at a beach. This is a way where I believe the West, sticks their nose into a place where they shouldn't be sticking their nose into. This is not creeping Sharia. This is a place where I would say it'd be very nice if we let women have the freedom, whether it's a religious freedom or a value of modesty, to not have to purport themselves as sex objects on a beach. But the French are almost like religiously secular, and they look at this as an encroachment of Islam onto their culture.
Okay. So I'm actually going to post links to the articles that you've written. I'm going to post them onto our social media so that our listeners can, you know, easy access. But otherwise, you can go and access theclarionproject.org. Go and check out. They've got some very, very interesting videos. And yeah, you know, it's time for the world Muslim population to stand up and speak out against these radical elements that are bringing the majority of Muslims and Islam into disrepute. Meira Svirsky, thank you very, very much for speaking to us this morning, and we look forward to speaking to you in the not too distant future.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye bye.